Now to those revelations that Australian children as young as three are becoming bullies or the victims of bullies. The groundbreaking Australian study into early childhood behaviour has been presented to the National Centre Against Bullying conference in Melbourne this morning. It found that almost all childcare and kindergarten educators believed that children in their care were capable of bullying, but that very few had strategies in place to deal with it. In Melbourne, Lisa Tucker reports.
The kindergarten sandpit may not be the picture of innocence many assume it to be. According to a new study of 200 early childhood educators, 93% believed the 3 to 5-year-olds in their care were experiencing bullying or displaying bullying behaviour. Author Dr. Catherine Nielsen-Hewitt says children copy what they see older children doing.
So the things like, you're not allowed to play with me if you don't do that, or even quite indirect types of processes where a particular child will pick on another child and keep giving them a negative role in a play situation, or they may whisper names about them or push them over.
She says most early educators have no training in bullying and are ill-equipped to deal with it.
That's partly to do with that there's no requirement within the early childhood educational context to have a policy on bullying, nor is there any specific requirement to include that in pre-service teacher education. So I think we need to do a much better job in supporting early childhood educators in their ability to intervene and manage bullying behaviours when they occur.
How would a bullying policy change what's happening in kindergartens and childcare centres?
It doesn't necessarily stop it from happening in the first place, but what it does is it provides educators and families with some guidance about what you can do to intervene. And what we find, if we're looking at bullying amongst early childhood, we find bullying behaviours are learned. So if they work, children will continue engaging that way. So what we need to do is that teachers need to intervene early and show to that child and the other children who are observing that behaviour that they're not positive behaviours. So what it can do, it can actually change the trajectory and change children's behaviours before these patterns of interactions are firmly established.
The theme of this year's conference is Beyond the Schoolyard. It's addressing the prevalence of bullying online and, later in life, in the workplace. The chairman of the National Centre Against Bullying, Alistair Nicholson, says there's growing evidence that people who are harassed at school continue to be bullied as adults.
Among the girls, about 9% of girls who leave school and start work are subject to bullying at work quite frequently, and about 8% of boys. So it's behaviour that continues, and I think that can be quite debilitating, particularly if they've come from a background of being bullied at school, which is often the case.
Brodie's Law in Victoria is still the only legislation of its kind in Australia. It came about after the suicide of 18-year-old Brodie Panlock, who was relentlessly bullied by staff at a Melbourne cafe. In 2011, it made serious bullying a crime, punishable by up to 10 years jail. Mr. Nicholson says the federal government has made inroads, but more needs to be done.
There was some interesting legislation introduced in the last year of the Gillard government, providing that the Fair Work Commission can deal with cases of bullying. It can order the bullying to be stopped at work, and it can impose financial penalties on people, who employers and others who allow the bullying to continue. I think that's a step in the right direction, but I think also there's room for the passage of legislation like Brodie's Law in other states. That's only been passed in Victoria.
Visiting from the US, Professor Justin Patchen is a criminal justice expert at the University of Wisconsin and the co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Centre.
Certainly there are existing laws on the books, both in the US and Australia, that would deal with the most egregious, most serious forms of bullying and cyberbullying. The question is there a role for legislation in dealing with sort of the more typical run-of-the-mill, you know, name-calling and inappropriate comments on social media? And in theory, I think it's a great idea to streamline the takedown process. So if there is bullying behaviors or comments posted on social media, that those get taken down quickly. I just don't know how that'll work in practice. I mean, Europe is going through that experiment right now with Google, and it doesn't seem to be working very well.
That's Professor Justin Patchen from the Cyberbullying Research Centre, ending that report from Lisa Tucker in Melbourne.